Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.
Free record on my count. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Roll A, fade up on A.
Southern Miss to the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, everybody. Welcome to the Monday edition of the Super Talk Eagle Hour. And after weeks and weeks of speculation, help has arrived for the Southern Miss football team. After what was arguably, and I don't think there's much of an argument, the worst football season perhaps in the history of the storied program, Charles Huff has been named the new head coach, 23rd head football coach, as we expected, of the Southern Miss football program, coming from Marshall University. 4 years at Marshall, a bowl game in every year, 32-20. Won the Sun Belt Conference Championship Saturday night, and Andrew Abbott's about to join us. Before we do that, Dima, I know you've covered this closely. One thing that impresses me more than the stuff about Marshall, Charles Huff, 13 years of Division I college coaching experience, 4 years at Penn State, 2 years under the great Nick Saban, and then 4 years at Marshall. The experience, with all due respect, is in another league from what we've seen in past hires.
Yeah, this is about as slam dunk of a hire as you can expect or ask for, especially with this current situation. If you would have asked all of us when Will Hall was let go about 6 or 7 weeks ago that this would even be a possibility to be the next leader at Southern Miss, we would have all looked at you funny and been like, you're out of your mind. But they pulled this off, and you know, with the rumors of this happening around the Hattiesburg area for the past couple of weeks, now that it's in writing and in a certainty, it's really, as I said yesterday on social media, a stunning hire in a large aspect. Not necessarily that everybody wasn't expecting it, but when you think about a 1-11 team bringing the Sun Belt champion coach, I mean, of the same conference to their stadium, to lead their program, it's just, I don't think it's an unprecedented move, I think, in college football. I mean, when you really think about it, I mean, it's in the same area of Vanderbilt taking Kalen DeBoer from Alabama or something like that. I mean, I know it's two different things, but when you think about it from that sense of this aspect, it's really unbelievable. And I know we want to bring Andrew on here, but I just think that it's a stunning hire. It's about as good a hire as you can get for the Golden Eagles. And I think the expectations now moving forward are actually even higher than I would have put them for any other coach for next season. I think the expectations are high now for Charles Huff to succeed in his first year. We're already seeing a lot of things happening in as far as the portal and Southern Miss players leaving and Marshall players leaving, but nonetheless, it's a slam dunk hire. And I said this on Friday, and I'll say it again, and we'll get Andrew on here. If this doesn't work for Southern Miss, I think you just throw up your hands and nothing will work.
Andrew, all of us that cover this have I think it's fair to say now, have known, strongly speculated for the past week or 10 days who the coach was going to be. But to Dima's point, when you stop and think about it, Andrew Abbott, by the way, joining us from Pine Belt Sports, when you stop and think about it, who could have possibly imagined a month ago that the Marshall head coach would win the conference championship and then get on an airplane that night and fly to Hattiesburg?
Yeah, I don't think to the average fan or even to the fans that follow closely, I don't think anybody could have guessed that. I don't think Jerry McClain probably would have guessed that, at least from the start of this. But you have to tip your hat to him for making it's a hire that checks all the boxes. It wasn't on my radar to the start. It didn't really kind of pop up, or at least the idea of it, until maybe 2 weeks in to this thing. And I assume, you know, I'm probably 5 or 6 days behind, you know, those guys. So, you know, you have to figure they at least popped up on the radar a week or so into this thing.
I want to follow up on what you just said about, you know, the Jeremy McClain maybe not could even imagine this. And I just throw this out there. Andrew, I suspect that the reason the timing of the Will Hall firing happened when it did was that Jeremy McClain knew, because of the contract situation at Marshall, that Charles Huff was going to be available. And had he waited to fire Will Hall, that Southern Miss may not have been first in line to get to Charles Huff, when you suspect that there might have been some other schools, more lucrative contracts maybe waiting for him. Is that a stretch?
I mean, it's definitely a valid idea. Probably there's truth to it. That's definitely a fair point. You have to think Jeremy's, he's playing chess when everybody else is playing checkers most of the time.
Because when the first time I heard about the potential that it could be Huff was probably, as you mentioned, 4 or 5 weeks ago. I was talking with one of the agents of one of the coaches who was actively trying to get the job. And this agent said, he threw out some names, you know, of the names that we had heard before, you know, the Hartleys and Buster Faulkner and all those guys. But he said, for this agent, and I'll never forget it, he said, for some reason, we're hearing that the administration at Southern Miss is stuck on, that was the verbiage, stuck on a coach already in the Sun Belt. So I immediately started thinking Louisiana Monroe, Bryant Vincent, because of what he had done at that point early on in the season with Monroe. But then I thought, well, there's going to have to be some buyout money that Southern Miss is still paying Will Hall, so that probably isn't the case. And then everything sharp focus took eye on Charles Huff, and now it looks like that has happened.
Yeah, again, you know, it's you know, hindsight. You have to think that, you know, this was, you know, something that probably popped up in Jeremy's mind, you know, especially considering what you just said, maybe in the early stages of when he knew he was going to start looking for a coach. And again, it had been fairly well documented of the rifts between Charles Huff and the administration at Marshall. You talk about all the check boxes, all the boxes he checks as a hire. Perhaps that's the one thing you might have to worry about here at Southern Miss, is that Southern Miss's administration doesn't find itself in the same spot Marshall was in. But there's, you know, a lot. It's a much different circumstances, of course. But, you know, I think the bottom line is it's done, right? And it's, you know, I'm curious to see the details of the contract. You know, I know money was a bit of a role. You know, it had been told to me by a few sources that Charles Huff is going to make at least $1 million. He's probably going to make more than that now. I'm very, very interested to see how much money the coaching pool is going to be. Supposedly that's bigger. And again, you got to tip your hat to Jeremy McClain for not only taking a sitting head coach, a successful head coach in the Sun Belt, but, you know, a guy who just won the Sun Belt title, and somehow he found a way to get even more money into the football program.
It's amazing, too, Andrew. I won't ask you to comment on that, but it is amazing how in 24 hours on social media, Jeremy has gone from being the worst athletic director in the country to a near god. It's just amazing. But anyway, Andrew, what happens now? What do you foresee as a timetable for Huff? And he's got a lot of work to do. I mean, you know, people are entering the portal right and left. He's got to hire a staff. What do you expect to see in the next weeks to come?
Well, at least give a comment on your previous one of the criticism for McClain. They can't really huff and puff anymore, right?
Right.
Where's our ding?
So
timeline-wise, you got the bell.
So timeline-wise, though, we've seen it's already been stated to the media. He'll be introduced on Thursday formally. But, yeah, it's going to get busy. Really, really quickly. And remember, you know, Marshall still has a bowl game. You suspect that guys that are still on that staff will likely be coming with him at Southern Miss. Maybe not all of them, but, you know, some at the very least. So that's something to watch for, especially with possible early coaching departures from Marshall as well. because they have to get busy in the transfer portal quick. It opened today, I believe. If today's the 9th. I don't even know what day it is anymore.
I think that's right, yes.
Yeah. So the portal's open. Southern Miss players are jumping in. Marshall players, as people have speculated, are jumping in. And you'd like to think they have those guys secured if they want to bring them with them, particularly Marshall's quarterback, who was named the Sun Belt Newcomer of the Year. So they're going to have to get really busy in the portal, just from A, securing any of the Southern Miss players that you want to keep or hope to keep. And there's a few names that popped in that the Golden Eagles would like to keep, like Connor Gibbs, Kenyon Clay, I would think is somebody they'd like to keep as well. So that's something to look out for. And then, again, there's going to be a lot of revamping to this roster. As we saw in Sun Belt Media Day, all these first-year coaches had 70 to 80 new players on these rosters. So it's probably going to be similar traffic for Southern Miss.
Real quick before we hit the break, do you expect Huff to coach Marshall in the bowl game?
I don't, no. Him taking the job is – they already named their interim coach for the bowl game.
Okay, all right, we've got a couple more questions, I'm sure, from the guys. Can you hang on just a minute?
Not a problem.
Continue with Andrew Abbey on the other side of the break, everybody. Stay with us. It's over, Dima. Thank goodness it's over.
Mm-hmm.
The cavalry has arrived. They've gotten off the horses, and they're getting the battle plans ready.
And Marshall, knowing this was going to happen, has already hired their next coach.
We'll be right back.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour. The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
All right, welcome back. I guess we'll call this Charles Huff Monday. No more huffing and puffing, as Andrew Abbey said. Now, there's the line of the week, and we're just getting started in the show. Hey, we're broadcasting from the Southern Bancorp studio here in rainy Oak Grove, Mississippi. Bob Kelly and Dima, opening segment of that show was sponsored by Dickey's Barbecue Pit, great place for holiday catering, of course. And this segment is sponsored by Campus Bookmart on Hardy Street, which is the obvious place for you to go Christmas shopping if you have a Golden Eagle on your list. All right, we're talking to Andrew Abbey of Pine Belt Sports. Andrew, now that this is all said and done, and we look back at the whole year, this is going to be a year we talk about for a long time. Am I right about this?
Yeah, I mean, you'd say yes and no. The season itself was forgettable.
For sure.
But yeah, I think this off season will be one of the most talked about because, you know, as you guys have kind of mentioned before, let's talk about the other side of things. If this doesn't work out, right, for whatever reason, I mean, what do you do next? And you know, I think that's, and I don't think if you're the administration, you can't look at it like that by any means. But, you know, there is the other side of it. I mean, what could you have done better? And you know, this guy is a proven head coach, winner in the league. He's a Saban disciple. I mean, there's every checkbox that you could possibly want. And so, again, if this doesn't work, then you got to start looking way deeper and thinking of certain rehauls and all those logistics. But again, by any means on paper, this should work. I mean, and Marshall is in a, I would say, a similar position as Southern Miss in terms of finances, in terms of what they deal with. I mean, their footprint is very similar to that of Southern Miss. So you'd like to think that won't be the case, but, and you know, if it works, people are going to be talking about how Jeremy McClain pulled it off for years to come.
It's amazing how his popularity has increased on the internet, Dima, in just 24 hours.
Yes.
Jeremy, I'm talking about.
Yeah, yeah. No, it is. It's crazy. I wanted to go back to the timeline of this and just, I just think it's interesting because, you know, Will Hall got fired after the Arkansas State game on October 19th. You know, probably the search started pretty immediately after. You know, 3 weeks later, here comes the Marshall Thundering Herd into the Rock with Charles Huff. And I just wonder if this was on their radar, and then, you know, I don't know, and maybe this is something I guess we can ask Jeremy at the press conference, but I just wonder, it's just interesting to me that all the speculation around Charles Huff started around that time frame, about a week or two after the firing of Will Hall, which is exactly the time frame when the Marshall Thundering Herd came to Hattiesburg and beat the dog out of Southern Miss, to be frankly honest.
Yeah, Andrew, you think they had, were they talking to Charles Huff when he brought his football team?
When he brought his football team and played here,
yeah,
quite possibly.
I think it's very possible.
And it's not unusual for coaches who are looking to interview and their teams are passing by and they meet for interviews. I heard that with a few other coaching names as well in the search. But, yeah, that's a very real possibility. And, you know, in a perfect world, you know, if you're Jeremy McClain, you'd like to say, I didn't start looking until – Will Hall was fired, and he may very well say that because he has to, but, you know, talking to agents and people in the industry, that's something that starts sitting in his mind, you know, probably weeks beforehand of trying to assess his own options in the event that Will Hall doesn't work out. So I would say this, there are things that he was already thinking about.
Let me say real quickly before we continue with Andrew that I did speak to Jeremy McClain over the weekend, and he has confirmed that he will be on the show here in the next few days. The exact timetable, I don't know if it's going to be before or after the press conference on Thursday, but we are going to have a very extended interview with Jeremy McClain here in the next few days and maybe get some of the answers.
And I can confirm that Eagle Post will provide him with a crown because they are calling him king now. I don't know. It's just weird.
This week.
I don't know what's going to happen next week.
Your original question, Bob, about what we remember about this season, I think the thing that will stick with me was just how big the colossal egg that Southern Miss laid this season. Anybody, you know, you can have a bad year, but no one could have possibly seen what an absolute total disaster.
Right.
You know, this year was.
Hey, guys, any of you have a list? I'm putting you both on the spot of who all from Southern Miss has entered the portal and who all from Marshall has entered the portal. I think that's interesting.
Yeah, you got
go ahead.
11 Southern Miss players in the portal already. I know off the top of my head it's going to be Gibbs, Kenyon Clay, Will Saxton, probably your three biggest names. Then you got, you know, Braxton Myers, I think he's in there. Tate Rodemaker's in there, and then some other guys who didn't get much playing time. I think 8 Marshall players have already entered the portal, and more to come throughout the day, I would assume.
Andrew, how many Marshall Thundering Herd football players do you expect to be wearing black and gold come September?
Real quick, sure. I do have a story up that is tracking Southern Miss transfers, outgoing and incoming players. I got all the answers to that. It's a free read. To answer your second question, you know, I had heard just through the rumblings and in the grapevine, you probably could expect anywhere from 15 to 20 Marshall players that'll probably be wearing black and gold next season.
Do you have those Southern Miss players handy that are officially in the portal? Go ahead.
I do. So Connor Gibbs, Kenyon Clay, Tate Rodemaker, Will Saxton, Braxton Myers, and then Jameer Lewis, Jack Tannehill, linebacker Jacob Johnson, Vernarius Cheney, Damian Miller, Joe Cryer, and then Pax Hughes is what I've got so far.
Of those, what is the biggest loss?
I think Connor Gibbs and Kenyon Clay are probably at the top two, and Braxton Myers was pretty dang good for him, although this will be his fourth school in 4 years. And, you know, Jameer Lewis was fairly productive, but he was a JUCO guy. And then, you know, you hate to lose younger players because you don't quite know what they'll be, but I would say Gibbs and Clay are my top two. You did see Chris Jones over the weekend, who I had said is somebody they need to keep, has kind of doubled down that he is staying on Southern Miss on social media.
One of the things that the people have been asking is how could Marshall have let Charles Huff go to begin with? Of course, it's been well documented the kerfuffle he's had with management, you know, with the school management. His wife reportedly didn't care for the city of Huntington. But the other thing is, you have to remember, and with all due respect, because they can do what they want to do, but Marshall fans, you guys, are they're kind of odd ducks. You remember the predecessor to Charles Huff, Doc Holliday, had been there and had many successful Marshall teams, and they fired him. They let him go after a winning season. So they have a specific type of dude that they want, and if for any time you're outside that box, they just seem to cut you loose. But as we mentioned, they've already named the North Carolina State defensive coordinator Tony Gibson is their coach, so they saw this coming from a mile away. But they're just kind of different in the way they do things.
And
I
thought it was interesting in the press release that Marshall made. It said this was not an unexpected move, which to me told me that they knew this. You know, because to name someone that quickly, you know, this is happening a week or two before you announce something.
Andrew? Was this just a personality clash? I think it's fair to say we saw something similar here years ago. Yeah. Was this a personality clash between the family of the AD and the head football coach? Because nothing else really seems to make any logical sense.
I did see some reports that Marshall did offer, you know, a contract extension to Huff, but it was the same amount of money and a lot of strange restrictions on his buyout. I think Pete Thamel might have reported that, but it does feel very similar to, again, and I said that earlier for a reason. Marshall and Southern Miss are very parallel with a lot of things, and I think, you know, culture with how things are laid out is also kind of similar, and it does kind of feel Bauer-esque in a way with how they pushed out Charles Huff and Doc Holliday. I do think bottom line it was just personalities thing. There was the whole thing with Chad Pennington's kid, and then he was very critical of their NIL setup, which, you know, that is one big difference between Southern Miss and Marshall. Southern Miss is very ahead of most Group of Five schools, as well as, let's say, Sunbelt schools in that. That kind of just seems like it didn't work out, and they agreed to disagree.
All right, Andrew. Well, it's been quite a run here for the last two or three weeks, and I just speaking for myself, I'm glad it's over.
Well, CBS Sports, of all the coaching carousel moves so far, has given Southern Miss one of only two A-pluses as far as their new hires go. So if it matters what anybody else across the country is thinking, everybody else seems to agree that Jeremy McClain struck gold with this one.
Well, Andrew, Charles Huff is here. Alabama's not in the national playoffs. It's been a good weekend.
Sure.
Oh, he might be a closet Alabama fan. Sorry,
I think he's sad that Tulane lost to Army.
I got you. Hey, Andrew, always good. But finish your thought, brother.
I was just going to say I'm just glad to get some sleep to the Demons' little jab. You know, on this job, your fandom fades away rather quickly. I just want whatever brings the goofiest storylines and chaos. So that is until it affects my job. So
gotcha.
That's where I'm at with the playoff.
Hey, brother, we really appreciate you, Andrew. Have a good day, Brent.
Thank you, guys.
Andrew, happy everybody. Yeah. We're all glad it's over, aren't we? This over. The cavalry has arrived, Sanner.
Well, we're talking to basketball, and that's one sport closer to baseball, Bob Getty.
There we go. We'll be back.
Southern Miss to the top.
To the top.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, everybody, please don't forget about the Homes of Hope Toy Drive. Right now, boxes are set up at Mississippi Made and More Corner Market food stores throughout the Pine Belt, Jack's Hamburgers throughout the Pine Belt, the Community Bank, and Parish Tractor Company. We've got until the 18th. We'll give all those toys to the kids down in Purvis on the 18th, so please go by. You can also drop off canned food. So if you're shopping at a corner market and can spend a couple extra bucks on some canned food and drop it in the toy box, we would all be very, very grateful. This segment of the show is sponsored by 4th Street Bar and Grill. Great lunch today, every day. Working man's lunch. Donald Trump kind of guys' lunches every day. We're big hearty meals for working guys, and we love our friends down at 4th Street Bar and Grill.
Although they don't serve dogs, they don't serve cats.
Yeah. They're not eating cats anymore.
They do serve catfish.
Serve catfish. Noah Ferrari covers Sunbelt Sports like nobody else. Used to be part of the Ferrari and Smith podcast. It does a lot of play-by-play for the Sunbelt Conference. And so what better guy to bring on this Monday? Boy, Noah, I'm telling you, year to year, college football is so different now. We're just talk about all the Southern Miss and Marshall players already in the portal, but there's been a lot of coaching changes. Get kind of run down all the changes that we've seen here in recent days in the Sun Belt, Noah. And welcome to the show also, of course.
Yeah, guys, first of all, thanks for having me on the show. This is a welcome reprieve for me. I'm a Yankees fan. I'm in mourning about Juan Soto going to the Mets, but so it feels good to talk some Sun Belt football. But to your point, yeah, a ton of coaching changes lately. Obviously, the big one that matters to Southern Miss fans and Charles Huff leaving the defending Sun Belt champion Marshall Thundering Herd to make his way down to Hattiesburg and promptly replaced by Tony Gibson, the former defensive coordinator at NC State. And then, you know, I think one of the bigger hires of this cycle, Dowell Loggins going from South Carolina to App State, replacing Sean Clark. So definitely a lot of change, both in the Sun Belt and other Group of Five conferences, and I think this is becoming a trend that you know, Group of Five fans are probably going to have to become used to.
You know, no, this is Demo. When you just say that, just say it in your head. It just Charles Huff leaving the defending Sun Belt champions to go down to Hattiesburg. It's just I said in the first segment that it's almost, you know, we expected this for a couple of weeks now to happen, but even as it's happening, it's still relatively stunning in its aspect or unprecedented situation.
Yeah, it really is. And, you know, first and foremost, some credit should go to Super Talk for their reporting on it and breaking that news, you know, at least a week ahead of the national media. And I never saw them credited, so kudos to the station. But yeah, I think it's incredible to see, you know, a coach that goes from a champion football program to, you know, a school that did not have a good year this year, has not had several good years in a row. The optics couldn't be more staggering, but obviously, as you guys well know, a Southern Miss program that's extremely proud that, you know, is willing to commit to Charles Huff, and he's going to have a good NIL budget to work with. He's going to have a, you know, a strong budget in terms of assistance on his staff. So you can understand why Charles Huff wanted to make this move. Obviously, there's a lot that I think still needs to be reported on why his relationship with Marshall become frayed. But you have to give Jeremy McClain a ton of credit for shooting high and getting his man, because I think that this is it's a home run hire for Southern Miss.
Now, Dowell Loggins going to App State, as you mentioned. Sean Clark, I think, Noah, that Sean Clark kind of got ripped off. I mean, everybody expected App State to have a much better year than they did, but everybody deserves a mulligan. I was really surprised that App State let him go. What say you?
Yeah, I would tend to agree with you. I think if you asked me midway through the season, the answer that I had given was that due to, you know, all the circumstances away from the football field, that I felt like Sean Clark deserved a mulligan, as you put it. But, you know, that's an App State program, again, a very proud program that is used to playing for Sun Belt championships. And this year was unacceptable at 5-6. And, you know, they have flirted with that bowl eligibility the last couple of years. They obviously make the Sun Belt championship last year, and I felt like that bought Sean Clark some time. But ultimately, Doug Gillon decided it was time for a change. And you feel bad for Sean Clark. No one loved that App State program more than him after, you know, being a multi-time All-American, you know, in Boone. But I love this hire. Dowell Loggins, I think, brings a ton of experience on the offensive side of the football. He's known for teams that have good rushing attacks. His South Carolina team's been great this year on the ground. So I think this is another home run hire in the Sun Belt, and I think it's going to pay dividends for App State for years to come.
You know, one thing that hasn't been mentioned that certainly needs to be noted was that Charles Huff, the new Southern Miss head coach, coached some pretty good running backs in his own right. Saquon Barkley up at Penn State and Najee Harris at Alabama. So, I mean, he's got a little bit of that on his resume, too, that people might not know about.
Yeah, I think this is, you know, no matter how you look at the Charles Huff hire at Southern Miss, this is an exciting hire. I think he's going to bring a strong brand of football back to Hattiesburg, which that fan base, you know, deserves, quite honestly, after what they've had to put up with over the last 4 years. He's going to prioritize the defensive side of the football as well. His teams are very disciplined, and he follows a process. He, you know, coached under Nick Saban and, you know, definitely is part of that coaching tree. And I think he's going to have a lot of success getting back to the South, where, you know, he has a lot of really good recruiting contacts. I do want to say, though, I think that Southern Miss fans need to temper their expectations in year one, because I do think it is going to take a little bit of time for Charles Huff to turn around that Southern Miss program. But I think in the long run, this is going to be a really strong hire for Southern Miss football.
Well, it kind of warms my heart, Noah, in the sense that the descriptions of Huff is that he's a fire breather, he's hard-nosed, iron-fisted, all those sorts of things. And that kind of seems like an old-school kind of guy, which there just doesn't seem to be room for anymore. So if indeed he is that way, I'm glad.
Yeah, I mean, the times that I've interacted with him, I think those are, you know, ways that you could describe him. He is a ball coach through and through. You know, it's funny, we think of Kurt Cignetti, who left James Madison to go to Indiana, and I could describe him that same way. And again, both of them coming out of that Nick Saban coaching tree. Nick Saban, obviously, you know, was that guy. He was a ball coach. There was not all of these other things that came with it. He just wanted to coach football. That's what you're getting with Charles Huff. And again, given what's taken place with the Southern Miss program over these last 4 years, I think that's going to be a welcome change, and I think fans are really going to appreciate what Charles Huff brings to the table.
Hey, last question, Noah. Years back, I think there was a similar situation with Jeff Beyer and the then athletic director, that they just didn't see very eye to eye, and as a result, that shocking move with Jeff Beyer. Do you have any reason to believe that the problem that existed between Coach Huff and the AD at Marshall is the type of problem that could surface at another school, or was that just circumstance that involved that particular relationship?
Yeah, guys, it's so tough to say. I mean, I have had time with Charles Huff, and I very much appreciate him as a person. That is such an odd situation with what happened up at Marshall. There were multiple extension offers made, and at the end of the day, it just seems like Charles Huff wanted to be somewhere else. He was not paid extremely well at Marshall, and I think he got a great opportunity at Southern Miss and decided to take it. So definitely fascinating. I think there's going to probably be more reporting on that in the future on what exactly went wrong at Marshall. But nonetheless, Charles Huff is leading the Southern Miss Golden Eagles, and that should give that fan base a lot of excitement.
So that I understand, you are confirming that they did offer him some extensions.
That's what I have heard, is that there were multiple extension offers made, but you know, there has been some reporting on that, but none of those were accepted. But yeah, it's a strange situation, and I think there's going to need to be more investigative reporting to kind of talk about what went wrong in terms of Charles Huff up in Huntington.
No, I don't know if you read the press release from Marshall Athletic Department, but on it, it said, you know, this move by Coach Huff was not unexpected. And I think that to me was kind of referencing that even Marshall Athletics knew that this was going to happen, you know, a week or so, maybe even 2 weeks ago, especially considering how quickly they hired their next head coach. That generally only happens when you know your coach is either A, retiring, or you've had a few weeks to, you know, be in the search. This might have been a thing well into October, maybe even, that they knew this was going to happen.
Yeah, I think that there is a strong case to be made about that. You know, there was reporting probably a week ago that started to seep out that Tony Gibson would be the target if Charles Huff decided to make his way down to Hattiesburg, which again had been widely reported. And, you know, Tony Gibson's coming from NC State. He's a West Virginia kid that, you know, most likely is probably taking a little bit of a pay cut from his, you know, salary at NC State as an offensive coordinator to come back to Huntington, unless there was a big-time commitment made. Those numbers have not necessarily been reported yet. But I think there was a lot going on behind the scenes. I don't think anyone in Huntington was necessarily surprised at this move. But, you know, overall, given the optics of leaving the Sun Belt champions for a team that went 1-11 this past season, it's a staggering move, and consider me here for it as a fan of the league.
Noah, we really appreciate your input, man. We'll be talking to you more about basketball as the season progresses, if you're open to us.
Oh, always open to talk with you guys. Hope you have a good rest of your day and enjoy the holiday season.
All right, Noah Frary, everybody, play-by-play voice of the Sun Belt Conference. The women basketball team, I think it's fair to say, surprised everybody, beat Memphis over the weekend. That'll be part of Dima's news and notes next.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Southern Miss to the top.
Oh, what a day. I want to thank Noah Frary and obviously Andrew Abbott. So good to have these guys to lean on, because they really do a great job covering the Sun Belt and Southern Miss, obviously. This segment is sponsored by DBAT on Hardy Street. You got to go down there for Christmas now. They got great merchandise in their pro shop. They sell you a gift certificate, some training certificates. Also want to thank Genesis of Hattiesburg, Mo Bay Beignet Company, and Dima's favorite, Into Bay Spring Water. Mississippi owned and operated, Dima. Comes from a natural spring. Dima, do you know where it comes from? Can I ask you that? Into Bay Springs Water. What county does it come from?
Stone County.
Stone County, Mississippi. And Kelly, I hear their bottles won't collapse, but what will?
Your thirst.
Your thirst. And remember, Dima, not all water is created equal. You deserve
nothing. Unmatched purity.
And nothing's been stripped or added.
No, that would be the same definition of Kelly, too. Nothing stripped or added.
Plenty added, unfortunately never stripped. You know.
All right.
News and notes.
Chat. News and notes.
Well, we enjoyed that sponsorship while we had it.
They won't be coming back. As we mentioned, Charles Huff is the new head coach of USN. That's obviously the biggest news. I did confirm 8 Marshall players in the portal already, including their star quarterback, which is big news. Not sure if he comes to Southern Miss or not, but I think it's very much in play.
There's a pretty good chance.
A pretty good chance. 11 USN players are already in the portal, as we mentioned with Andrew. Here they are: Connor Gibbs, Kenyon Clay, Will Saxton. Those three are probably the biggest losses, in my opinion. Braxton Myers, Jameer Lewis, Jack Tannehill, Vicarious Chancery, Damian Miller, Joseph Cryer, Pax Hughes, and Tate Rodemaker all in the portal for the Golden Eagles, and I would expect more to go into the portal, as we already have talked about where we expect this significant roster turnover to be in. Women's basketball, as Mr. Bob just said, won on yesterday, 82-69 over Memphis. They improved to 4-6. Bree Sutton led the Golden Eagles with 8 points, 5 rebounds. You know, they don't play again until December 20th. That's their next game, so they get a pretty extended... What would that be, 12-day break, and that's when they're going to play Missouri State. This week in Southern Miss Sports, it's only 2 events. Men's basketball, 2 games this week, both on the road. First game is at Tulane tomorrow night at 7:30 p.m., and then they play the Rebels on Ole Miss in Biloxi on Saturday afternoon at 3 p.m. Charles Huff will be introduced as the head coach at Southern Miss on Thursday at 1 p.m. in a formal fan event there, and then a formal press conference will follow that. And also, we can confirm that we will have a special guest on Wednesday on this show.
Yes, we will, and I've personally invited him, so I'm looking forward to it.
I think it's kind of interesting the way they're choosing to unveil Coach Huff with this Eagle Walk, because there hasn't been a lot of people at the Eagle Walk, you know, so far this year. And the fact that and the university put out pictures this morning that he's already seen, you know, the facilities, the indoor facilities. They've obviously played in the outdoor facilities here when he was head coach at Marshall. So I really think if the I really think that Jeremy had his eyes on Charles Huff from the very beginning, and that's why he made the move with Will Hall when he did, knowing that there would be a lot of other schools who were willing to pay more or had more resources that could grab him up, but to do that so that he could be first in line to talk to Charles Huff.
Yes, and you know, and I want to start before I say this to know that I think this is a slam dunk hire. I think there's no way they could have gotten it any better, but I'm still under the sense of I'm kind of at a believe it when I see it sort of thing for Southern Miss football, that I'm not going to sit here and project whether they're going to win the Sun Belt Championship next year. Right. You know, I'm not going to sit here and I think what Noah said at the end there, that the expectations should be tempered, because what happens with Southern Miss is they get these expectations so high, and then a good season, I think, for Charles Huff as a bowl game next year might be tempered if they don't, you know, beat Texas State, you know, at home on homecoming, you know, that might, I just want to know that this is not going to be an easy rebuild.
Yeah.
This is not going to be something and hopefully it will be. Hopefully we'll go 10-2 next year or whatever, but, you know, and I don't think it
will.
Well,
let me read what he said yesterday. This is a quote from him. Our goal will be to build a program that could compete at the highest level and have our fan base enjoy the ability to return to bowl games on a consistent basis. Did you hear what he said? The exact same thing we talk about all the time. His goal is to be competitive, to go to bowl games, a.k.a. compete for the Sun Belt Conference Championship. The man's not promising to be in the national playoffs.
And I think that's the difference from what, you know, the previous head coach.
Yes.
That we're going to win the Sun Belt this year. We're better. We're always getting good. This man said, we just want to compete.
That's exactly.
We just want to compete.
Isn't that what we all want?
That's right.
Isn't that what we want?
And I don't know who I'm speaking about when I say this, but I think kudos need to be given to. There obviously were some money people out there that Jeremy McClain probably went to and said, "Look, I need a little more, you know, for the coaches and for the assistant coaches," and they ponied up, you know, for whatever it was. So whoever those people are, thank you. And I think as Southern Miss fans, we all need to thank them because.
And I reached out to the. To the athletic department for a contract detail and wasn't able to get it back, but I'm sure they'll give us all that full information on Thursday and we'll be able to report the contract details for the head coach.
All right, and we're working to get Jeremy on the show here in the next few days. He's confirmed to us that he will, and certainly when he gets here and gets settled in, we're going to do our best to get Charles Huff on the show for a full hour and see what he has. And I suspect he will, but right now he's probably got a lot on his plate. More important than being in a studio with us three.
Maybe we could send him some In the Bay spring water.
But if
that might do it.
If his reputation is true to form, you guys ask him if he wants to come on.
Don't forget about our podcast, Apple, Audible, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, YouTube. You tell Alexa or Siri to play Super Talk Eagle Hour. Welcome, Coach Huff. Until next time, Southern Miss.
To the top.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at trustcarehealth.com/plus.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.